Last week, we aired a two-part special called Flattening the Curve, and that special was taken from the first ever industry keynote to discuss the pandemic's impact on attractions. That was only 11 months ago, but it feels like a lifetime. Now, that panel was moderated by Scott Swenson. Today, I'm bringing Scott back on to discuss how he's planning for this upcoming 2021 season. Scott also previews another upcoming panel that he's moderating, this time with Fear Expo. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. The Haunted Attraction Network connects the global haunted attraction industry. From our weekly videos to original research, our newsletter, and over 400 podcast episodes, we're getting you what you need to make this year incredible. Don't miss out and subscribe to our newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. The only way we grow is by you sharing the show. So the fee for today's show is that you share it with somebody that you think will enjoy it. All right, and now on to our interview with Scott Swenson. Okay, Scott, it has been 11 months since we did our first keynote presentation at Virtually Prepared. And it strikes me, as I was saying last week when we were playing it, how much we're kind of still in the same boat. Like, I feel like not much has changed in 11 months. What has been, you know, working with so many clients as you do, what has been your interpretation of that? And what are you doing right now to prepare your clients for this Halloween season?
Well, first and foremost, I'm really glad that we actually started putting our heads together 11 months ago to figure out what could happen, what should happen, what will happen, because it put my thought process into sort of a futuristic state at the time, which is now the present. The stuff that we talked about during the whole panel is stuff that we're implementing now. You know, it's still about making certain that we are following the appropriate procedures based on you know, what they are, finding ways to integrate those into the experience. And the only difference now, I think, is we're looking at the possibility that they may not be an issue, or they may be changed or lessened, but we're still planning with them, you know, face masks and physical distancing and all of that worked into the experience, integrated into the experience seamlessly, not overlaid on top of it, like I think happened a lot last year. But we're trying to find ways to integrate it more and more. And if we pull it out, great. And if we don't need it, then we may discover that some of the stuff may stay anyway, just because it's already integrated into the experience. So I guess not a whole lot has changed. We've basically tried to implement the stuff that was discussed in the panel. So the theoretical has now become the practical.
And I guess you already now know, having gone through the worst case scenario, like, you know what the worst case scenario is. We're not disaster planning from an unknown standpoint. We're disaster planning from a known standpoint.
Well, and that's true crisis management. I mean, true crisis management is always looking for the next thing to go wrong. And having, you know, multiple supply channels, multiple opportunities for costuming and makeup. I mean, there's just a gazillion things that you can do to be prepared. You know, if you stay prepared, you don't have to get prepared.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a tiny bit about staffing. You know, where we were 11 months ago was we had a lot of concern from freelancers, justifiably so, that, you know, what do we do right now? And where we left off 11 months ago was stay involved and train yourself up and be prepared. And now I'm wondering, is it time now?
Well, as a freelancer, I tried to follow my own advice. I did stay involved. During the pandemic, I actually offered my services for free for a while. For 20 clients, I offered a free hour of brainstorming, and all they had to do was to contact me and give me the down low on their project, and I would help them out. I did that to keep my skills sharp. I also took some classes. I took some specific certificate programs and that sort of thing to keep me sharp and educated and prepared for where I know we're going into now. We're entering a time where we are just about to flip the switch back on. And, you know, I think Q4 of 21 into 22, we're going to see people returning to themed experiences, and let's see, Q4, that would be Halloween. So it's ideal for people like me. I am busier now certainly busier than I was last year, and I would say slightly busier than I was in 19 as well. Because I think what's happening is people are turning to outside contractors, they're turning to consultants to provide the transition from having laid off some or all of their staff to being fully staffed and being ready for the event to start. And they can't necessarily afford to bring everybody back instantly, but if you are thinking about coming back, if you're planning to reopen Q4 of 21, I think it's essential that you start looking at those staffing options, whether that's the planning staff or the actual operational staff.
And I guess if you are operating a seasonal event or a haunt right now, what, and since you're involved in so many projects, what are you all doing right now? Are you looking at hiring that staff right now, or at least making the plans for what you're going to need and looking, and what other things, I guess, what are you doing right now? What should people be doing right now if they're running independent events?
So all of my clients right now have already set out a timeline through the end of the year. The majority of my clients are actually doing both Halloween and Christmas. So they've set out a timeline that is even more aggressive than it's been in years past, especially when it comes to auditioning talent, because in certain markets, at least, the talent needed for a Halloween event or a Christmas event is going to be in high demand. So we've bumped that back just a little bit. If you are purchasing goods and services and you're thinking, oh gosh, I don't know whether I want to buy that yet or not, I will tell you that the prices of everything involved in live entertainment are going up, and going up quickly and week by week. Right now, we're still on the tail end of sort of that halo effect of, gosh, nobody's buying anything. And so the prices went way down. If you had the opportunity and the foresight to go ahead and buy a month ago, I promise you, you got probably the best. You're paying pennies on the dollar. You're getting the best deals you possibly can. Buy stuff now. It's only going to go up in price. It's that simple. And I'm saying that with such a level of cockiness and confidence, but the truth of the matter is I'm seeing it happen. You know, the vendors that we've been dealing with, we're seeing them saying, yeah, that price is only good for this week. And so it's get out there. If you can, make your plans ahead of time. I'm not saying spend money without forethought, but get your plans done, get out there and purchase the stuff as quickly as you can, because this is the best price time to buy.
And so you are moderating a panel at the upcoming Fear Expo. The panel is March 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's called Strategies to Ensure 2021 is Your Killer Year. Tell us a little bit about this panel.
Well, I'm really excited because it's a bunch of people in the industry and from very different parts of the industry. Everything from owners and operators to bloggers, podcasters, that sort of thing. So we're looking at it from all different angles. And I think that's going to make for a very interesting discussion. And I think we're at the point now where, you know, everybody on this panel has been dealing with the situation from when we did the first panel 11 months ago until now. And I think we all have a different perspective, and not just a theoretical one, but one that we've actually put into practice and are continuing to put into practice as we look towards a very successful 21 haunt season.
And to wrap up here, we've mentioned a lot of takeaways, a lot of strategies. If you were to rate these things in importance, what would be the most important thing you think that a haunter should do right now?
If you don't have all of your milestones on paper laid out right now, you're behind schedule. So get that done. The next thing you need to do is get into planning and design so that you can get purchasing, and then making sure that you got the talent. But the planning stage is the most important right now. Get those milestones on paper. You can always change them later, but get them on paper. And I would even suggest back them up a week, if not 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And that is it for today. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this was your Haunt News Briefing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you catch our shows every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you liked this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes and share this episode with a friend. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. It was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production and editing by David Swope, and music provided by Chris Thomas. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox. If you have news or a story to report, drop me a line at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, everyone, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.